This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome, folks. Today's treat is an insight into assisting in the fight against crime at home when we hear from Alison Jardine, who is the coordinator or liaison person for neighbourhood support in Palmerston North. With her is Jim Siumanu, who's a member of the board and a coordinator in Kelvin Grove. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So, Alison, what is neighbourhood support?
Neighbourhood support is a charity, and we're about making safe, connected and resilient neighbourhoods. And our area is Palmerston North.
Right, so that's the purpose of it and a description call. And the structure, so who's involved and how, etc.?
We have a board and on that we have a representative from the police, our police liaison officer, because we have a memorandum of understanding with the police. We have a Palmerston North City Councillor who has the portfolio, that's Pat Hancock, and we have five other board members, most whom have been group contacts for neighbourhood support in the community.
Okay, cool. So in your role, what's that?
Well, I'm the manager and I'm the only paid position with the organisation.
And so how long have you been doing this role?
I've just passed 5 years.
Wow, time goes fast.
Yeah,
doesn't
it does.
And what sort of changes have you seen over time?
Well, this year we're going to celebrate 40 years of neighbourhood support in Palmerston North, which is really exciting. When they first started, of course, there was no computers and it was more difficult to communicate with the members. I think the greatest change is most people who are now joining have email, and so it's really easy to get messages out and warnings if there's particular things. And 30 years ago, they changed the name in New Zealand from Neighbourhood Watch to Neighbourhood Support, and that was really significant because that's about making communities more supportive of each other rather than the idea of people
keeping an eye on nosy neighbours or whatever
through
the
connotations. That sort of encompasses more what we do. It's about supporting neighbourhoods and neighbours being able to support each other.
And what support do you get in your, members of the board, but is there any other support that you get?
I have a really close relationship with my counterpart in Levin, who covers the Horowhenua area. So we often bounce ideas off about what we're doing, membership and things like that.
And so what encompasses your area?
I go to the top of the Pohongana Valley, over to Bunnythorpe, Linton, Tokomaru, plus the city area.
So it's fairly widespread then.
It is, and it's a great mix of both city and also very rural communities, and they all have different needs for their neighbourhood support.
Yes, and so how do you support the neighbourhoods?
When someone wants to join, I immediately connect them up. Sometimes people want to get their whole street or whole community involved. I can help with that by doing flyer drops or taking our police liaison officer along for a meeting to tell them what the benefits are of joining. Some people just want to join as an individual, and that's fine. I think in days gone by you had to have a whole street group, but now we encourage people if they want to join and be an individual, that's fine.
Yes, well, I find it, I'm currently the contact person for my street, and about 30 houses there are, and I find it, you know, you don't always get to see everybody and that sort of thing, so it's not as good. So smaller groups within that group, I found it was great during COVID lockdown, and that I discovered that actually there were groups within our street group that looked after each other in particular, so that was really great to find out. So, as you say, it can be an individual, can be a whole street.
Yeah, and that was interesting during the lockdowns, that particularly during the first one, I had people giving me a call, young people who work full-time with young families suddenly realised that they were stuck home all day and didn't know their neighbours.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that was a real eye-opener too.
And then, of course, you get neighbours changing all the time. Mm. Before we moved where we are now, we had a really excellent neighbourhood person, and it was a smaller street, a smaller cul-de-sac. And every time there was somebody new, he would invite the two immediate neighbours to the new people to his house, and they'd have a barbecue so that they could meet each other. I don't do that, but so I guess what the support person does or the contact person does varies with the size and what they think they could do.
Yes, and that's what we encourage people, the group contact, which is effectively the liaison between me and their group. It's over to them what they do, and some people will just update the list every year. And that's great. And others will organise social events and get-togethers and welcome new neighbours. So it's entirely dependent. But Jim, who's going to be speaking, he does lots, and that's his choice to engage with his community.
Right. So, and where and when can folks find you?
The best contact for me is by email or phone. My office space is at Highbury, but I'm often out and about, so if anyone wants to get in touch with me, it's email, which is info, that's INFO, at NSPN, N for Neighbourhood Support, Palmerston North, so info at nspn.co.nz.
Right, so that's a good one. Or the phone?
06 355 4468.
And people can call you or email you in regard to starting up a group or finding out if there is one in their street or whatever. Mm. And you have, when it's called neighbourhood, so, for example, I'm a street liaison person, but do several streets join into an area?
Yes, they do. So that's why we changed the name from area coordinator or street coordinator to group contact.
All right.
Because like a group contact can be just your five immediate neighbours, or it can be a whole road in the country, or it can be part of a suburb. So we don't have any restrictions on what it is, and we just made the name for the liaison person group contact, because then it doesn't restrict what area they can cover.
All right. So in funding, what sort of are the donations wanted?
Oh, we're always after donations. Our membership for Neighbourhood Support is free. We are a charity and we have no regular funding at all. So, the first part of my job is to make sure I've got funding to keep us going. So I do all the fundraising, which takes a lot of time, applying for grants and things. But we welcome any donations. And also we're always looking for any corporate or commercial relationships. I put out a newsletter every Monday that goes to thousands of our members, and we're really open to putting advertising in for sort of anyone who has a positive influence in the community.
How do people make donations?
They can just contact me and I can give the bank account number.
All right. And if other than monetary donations, what other things, is there anything that people could do? Can they help with printing? Because I know you send out lots of emails and things, but then there's printed tracts and letters and goodness knows what else. So
yeah, we're really fortunate as part of our memorandum of understanding with the police is having photocopying done. So that is just fabulous. I've recently had a lady contact me, and she likes walking, and asked if she could do any voluntary work for me. And I'm printing off flyers encouraging people to join Neighbourhood Support, and she's walking around putting these in letterboxes. We targeted specific areas, and it has just been phenomenal. The membership has grown over the last 2 weeks. In fact, I've had to get her to stop doing it while I catch up, because for every new member we get, they get put on the database. They get the newsletter, and as well as that, they get a new member information pack.
All right.
So I've had to get it to slow down a bit. But if people like walking and are happy to do flyer drops for us. It seems to be a really good way of getting new members, so I would welcome. And we provide the flyers, and they can just target an area, or if the police have reported specific problems or burglaries in an area, we target that area to grow the membership. But, yeah, anyone who's keen on putting flyers in letterboxes, that would be great.
Right. And you mentioned new members' packs. So what's in these packs?
So there's all the standard stuff for neighbourhood support, like a sticker for the letterbox and for the window. There's Consumer put out a fabulous sticker that goes on your door that says do not knock, and it prevents salespeople door knocking. There's information from the police about crime prevention, things they can do around the home. There's prevention advice from FENS, that's fire and emergency. Civil defence preparedness, earthquake. There's a lovely book on scams, a little black book of scams about scams to look out for. So we're always updating what we put in the new members pack, but there's a really good variety of stuff to help people. You know, our whole goal is to make safe, connected and resilient communities, so that all the information in that ties in with our goals.
So if there's any one thing, like people that are already members, etc., can they access these booklets and whatever? So they might be interested in particularly the emergency preparation, because we're always told it can happen any time or whatever.
Yeah, they're welcome to contact me.
Right, so it's possible just to get a piece of, or if you don't want the stickers, you don't need to have those. Or
no, you can just ask for the specific stuff. And I think the trick, you know, we get inundated with stuff about preparing for emergencies, you know, tsunamis, floods, pandemics and that. And it's a really good thing as part of our resilience plan. I'll occasionally put in the newsletter that if something happened this minute and you couldn't leave your home or your section, do you have enough provisions to last for a week? You know, and it's just people can go to their cupboard and think, actually, I would be okay for a week, or actually, I wouldn't. And looking at checking at things like medication, see if, you know, often people with medication leave it till they've got one tablet left and then contact.
Get a new one.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's in our way of, you know, we put out the information to make people realise what they need to do, but we also do little checklists like that so people, you know, you think, right, sit down, imagine that there's something's happened now, you can't leave your home for 7 days, and also the thing about, do you know where your family is, how will you connect with them?
Right, so if they've got children at school and all this sort
yes.
of thing, that's
yeah.
or perhaps a teenager who's working in the supermarket overtime
yeah.
and that sort of thing as well. Right, so in contact details again, Alison?
Info at nspn.co.nz.
Or phone?
06-355-4468.
There we are, folks. We have it at the moment. Now we're going to turn to... Well, guys, we bring in Jim Siamanu, who is the coordinator in Kelvin Grove. So, Jim, would you like to tell us about what you do for neighbourhood support?
Yeah, sure. I'm one of the contacts, group contacts, and I in One Street, and basically I do what Alison tells me to do in terms of just making sure that we are in contact, the list is updated, and just really just you know, build a sense of community around our street.
So how long have you been involved?
So I've only really been involved for 2 years.
So were you a member before?
I wasn't a member of the board, no. It's only because I started some stuff and got some street stuff going. Alison said, hey, you should consider being on our board.
All right, that's good. So you've got the contact and ideas from ordinary street people as opposed to those who are in the police or on the city council, etc. Yes, that's good. So you've been involved a couple of years, and was there a neighbourhood support in your street or anywhere before you started?
There was. Our street really lucky to have neighbourhood support involved already. And actually, in fact, we have three coordinators in our street.
Oh, right.
So you know, they split it all up, and so we had three other people, but one of them left. And then I discovered that person left and left everyone in the lurch, no one, you know, in that third. So I volunteered. I said, well, why don't I do my best and try and take over? But there are three of us in that street.
All right.
Which is great.
So it must be a big street.
Oh, 61 houses.
Yes, because I've got about a 30 in mine. And yes, so you, so 2 years you've been doing this. So what specifically do you do? Like I don't do socials. I tried the social aspect and we managed when I first started a couple of barbecue things, or that turned into just a general picnic kind of thing, and very few people were involved, although a lot of people said yes, they'd be interested, but however, so we don't do that. But what do you do?
So what happened 2 years ago, before I joined Neighbourhood Support, I got this crazy idea to invite the men in my street to come around to my place for a breakfast. So that was nothing to do with neighbor support. It was just a crazy idea of mine, which I did. And on that first Sunday, it's 7:30. I had five guys turn up, and then from there, that's where neighborhood support, you know, ideas came up. We said, "Well, hold on, who's in neighborhood support? Who's doing what? Do we want to connect more?" And that's how I found out more about neighborhood support. Because unfortunately, I have to be honest, I wasn't an active person in the street. You know, I was so busy with my job, my family, and I've got four kids. But now I work from home, and so I started thinking, hold on, this is not right. I need to do something to connect with others next door to me.
So was that COVID-oriented, or you worked from home before that?
No, it was our business is working from home because we work overseas.
Oh, right.
So just naturally worked from home, only in the last 4 years. So... But that means breakfast has now turned into, you know, we have about 19 men in the street now who come on a regular basis every month. And because of the friendships and the connections that have just organically come out of those breakfasts, we've organised street events like we talked about. And one we had just 3 weeks ago up in the park in our street, and, you know, we had about 90 people turn up to that. And it's just little things, you know, that we all do. And I'm so glad I got the team of men, because it's not just me trying to do it. It's everyone collectively, which makes it so much easier.
And then sometimes, well, as you say, it's easier for somebody else to do something. And you might have a super busy time at work at the time and you aren't able to do it, but somebody else can take the reins. And also I think that if ever you left, then there's a possibility that somebody could take over.
Absolutely. And there's no pressure. You know, the main thing is just connecting. And what it's done to our street, with what I've seen in the last 18 months, 2 years, is absolutely phenomenal. Now we've actually invited the next street along. So we put pamphlet in that, and they were invited to our recent street barbecue, and now we've got a whole lot of other people who are connecting into that.
Right.
So that's fantastic. It's really building community and connection with people, and it's just wonderful.
So that's one thing that the Palmerston North City Council should be doing. They're saying that they want Palmerston North advertised as a friendly city and everything, so neighbourhood support is a large part of that, and unfortunately at the moment funding from Palmerston North City Council is non-existent, so who knows what will happen in the future. So you've been advised. So what advice would you give for listeners who are interested in perhaps being either a coordinator or a member of the neighbourhood support?
The biggest advice of, you know, if this program is resonates something with you, or you kind of feel like, where do I start? It'd be great to do something with my neighbours, just to contact Alison or myself and come around for a cuppa, come around for a talk. And
so how would they contact you? Through Alison?
Through the website, eh? Through Alison is
through
the best
Alison,
way.
Through Alison, right. Yes,
through
okay.
Alison, and then she'll let me know. For example, there's, you know, something we've just got thinking recently in Calvin Grove, we might start up a men's day group, because there's a lot of men who work from home or a lot of men who are at home by themselves.
Right.
Maybe an activity during the day like Fran does with her sewing group or with her knitting group. So it's just a matter of people who have got some ideas, gather around other people who've got ideas and a bit of passion like myself, and we can just come up with some ideas and who knows what might happen.
All right.
The women are connecting now, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, we just...
Well, we can't have the men getting away with all the fun.
Well, that's what's happened on our street. You know, that when we had this barbecue just 3 weeks ago, we're advertising again our men's breakfast, and the ladies stood up and said, hold on, we need to have a ladies' wine night. So they've organised the wine night. I did all the marketing for them. We've got all the emails. Hey, those who want to, you know, connect with other ladies in the street, it's just wonderful.
So... Do you have a street list for your so everybody has contact details for everybody else who's in the neighbourhood support list?
Yep. So everyone who opts in to be part of the network, they get a list of everyone's contact numbers. And, you know, we just encourage each other to keep in touch with each other, particularly if you're going away, to look after, you know, keep an eye out. It's nothing onerous. It's just bringing, you know, community together to look out for each other, particularly the elderly that's in the street.
Right.
You know, that's a really good one. And ones and kids, you know, we've got young kids in our street, so we want to make sure that the cars aren't going too fast and just all that safety stuff. It's really good.
And on, I mentioned before about the pandemic and everything and looking after, and as you say, particularly those, if you know that you've got, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be an elderly neighbour, it could be a younger one who has some sort of disability,
right,
who needs special care and appreciate the contact. So you get the details and they are not not obligatory. I have one person in my street who preferred not to go on the list, so I was a bit disappointed because other than that, I'd got 100% strike rate, if you like.
Good.
But however, as I told everybody that that it wasn't obligatory, they didn't have to. But she still likes to keep up. I have her on my email address and list, but Alison sends those out. So what do you in your newsletter put in, Alison?
Oh, every week it's different. There's the crime summary for the previous week about thefts from cars, vehicle thefts, and also burglaries. I don't identify the exact address, but in a
And a 1 to 50 such and such number.
Yes, and then so people can look at that and think, gosh, there's been a lot of burglaries around my street. I'd better be a bit more careful. Or, you know, at Christmas time, there's a lot of theft from cars around the square and places like that. People do their window shopping through cars often.
Yes.
But the police give me advice. Phil, our police liaison officer, will contact me and say, look, this is a trend happening. Whether it's a particular car or trailers getting pinched or people stealing from vehicles or otherwise, you know, at times it's garden sheds that are getting raided. So in the newsletter I can highlight things like that for people to watch out for.
Right, and also for the neighbours as well. If there's any other, well, there's bits of building going around our house at the moment, so we're always hearing banging, but then it might not be an innocent bang. And also answering burglar alarms, I think, is another thing with the neighbourhood.
With the growth of Palmerston North, there's so many building sites, and we put it out there that just because someone's in a white van with a high-vis vest on doesn't mean they're not burglaring it. And we encourage people to go and talk to the builders and say, you know, look, I live over the road. Is there anything you want me to look out for? And if they see anything dodgy, like someone apparently building in the middle of the night, that to call 111, the police don't mind coming out and finding that it's
innocent, it's legitimate, if you like.
But it just, and that's the same as neighbours having a relationship with the buildings in their street. You know, it doesn't have to be just residents, it's other businesses.
I find at night that because sound travels, that sometimes it's a bit difficult to actually locate where the sound is coming from. I rang 111 once and, you know, they said, well, can you go over there and tell us exactly where it is? And I thought, well, in the middle of the night, I didn't think that was a good idea, but however. So, yes.
You've got to keep yourself safe first.
True, yes. So is there anything else in particular that you'd like to emphasise?
Well, we have some exciting projects that we're doing. We're putting seats in streets, and that's a place for people to connect. The men's shed, we had funding from lotteries for these beautiful wooden seats. The men's shed make them. And if anyone has an area around Palmerston North where they'd like to see a seat, please let me know. We want them to be in places where people can connect.
Right.
And we want them to be really useful. So if anyone has a need or thinks, you know, someone contacted me and they wanted a seat from halfway along Ruahini Street between the shops and the river, because a lot of older people walk down to the shop, so we were able to put one there.
Right.
And we're looking at putting some by the river on the river walkway you know, above the flood line.
Oh, right.
But if anyone has a need for a seat, that's something, a project we're really excited about.
Because that's one thing, you used to have seats in the shops and things, but they don't seem to do that anymore. So if you're elderly, you sort of got to get around the shop and do all your shopping without having a rest
like you used to. Art department at Palmerston North Boys High School have decorated too for us. They've done the most amazing job. So when they're placed, we'll be doing a bit of publicity around that because the artwork on them is phenomenal. So if there's any budding artists that would like to paint one of our seats to personalise it, we'd welcome that. They're wooden seats and we're open to any artwork on them. So,
that's cool.
If anyone would like to do that, I'd be more than happy to get one delivered to them and,
paint. So we've got a couple of minutes left. So any final words, Jim?
Well, for me, I guess it's from my experience of not being very neighbourly, you know, not being aware of it all, to where now I realise it's a huge need in our city, in our suburbs. I just think from a man's point of view, right, because we're not very good at asking for help or when you have a need.
Because it's so masculine, isn't it?
Well, it's part of our nature. But what I see is if we get to know our neighbours when crisis hit, if we're not very good at asking for little needs, what's it going to be like when we're in crisis, whether it's another pandemic, whether it's a family death or someone has a crisis within the street? If we don't know them, we don't know how to respond.
Right.
That's what happened for me. And I thought, actually, if I get to know my neighbours, I'd be able to respond appropriately, in that time of need. So I think that's what I want to say. I want to encourage everyone, but particularly men in your streets, to reach out and connect with other people so that when the time of, real need comes along, you'd know how to reach out and do that. So that's from me. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much. And thank you, Alison. So that's info@nspn.co.nz or phone 06 355 4468 for all your neighbourhood needs to find out how you can help or what to do. So remember, artists required to paint these seats. I think that's a wonderful idea. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Excellent.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.